The January trip to Wright, Michigan. James and Ellen White intended to spend most weekends away from Battle Creek visiting and strengthening Michigan churches. The 1859 diary indicates their success in doing so. In its final December issue, the Review and Herald carried this word under the heading Appointments. Providence permitting, there will be a conference at Wright, Ottawa County, Michigan, commencing January 21st at 1 p.m. and hold over Sabbath and first day. Brother and Sister White and Brother Loughborough may be expected. Ibid, December 30, 1858. Plans called for leaving Battle Creek the first week in January in order to get in some stops as they traveled by carriage and sleigh, north and west. The year opened on Sabbath. The little diary page is filled with a neatly written pen and ink account of the happenings that day in Battle Creek. Sabbath, January 1, 1859. It is the commencement of the new year. The Lord gave James liberty Sabbath afternoon in preaching upon the necessary preparation for baptism, and to partake of the Lord's Supper. There was much feeling in the congregation. At intermission, all repaired to the water, the nearby Kalamazoo River, 2 blocks from the church, where 7 followed their Lord in baptism. It was a powerful season and of the deepest interest. 2 little sisters about 11 years old were baptized. 1, Cornelia C., prayed in the water to be kept unspotted from the world. In the eve, the church followed the example of their Lord and washed one another's feet, and then partook of the Lord's Supper. There was rejoicing and weeping in that house. The place was awful, and yet glorious, on account of the presence of the Lord. All E.G. White diaries have been copied and introduced into the regular manuscript file of the White Estate. The 1859 diary as copied appears in 4 numbered documents, each covering 1/4 of the year. Author. Ellen White spent Sunday morning getting clothing ready for the anticipated 3-week-long journey. John Loughborough and his wife and their 10-month-old daughter would be with them. Monday, Ellen was at the publishing house, where she had set aside a quiet corner in the library in which to write. She usually spent part of the morning and part of the afternoon writing. Her letter Tuesday, January 4, signals the picking up of the work on her book of experiences. Went to the office. Wrote a number of letters to different ones who were acquainted with our experience. Wished them to call up the events and write them to us. Wrote to Brother Hastings, of New Ipswich, New Hampshire, Brother Collins, of Dartmouth, Massachusetts, Noah Lunt, of Portland, Maine, and Brother Nichols, of Dorchester, Massachusetts. Wrote a vision given me for Brother Bates. Ibid. Friday, January 7th, was a bitterly cold day, but the travelers had to be on their way if they were to spend Sabbath at Otsego. James White was not with them. Work held him in Battle Creek. He thought to leave later and catch up with them, hopefully by the next weekend, but John Andrews was in Battle Creek for the Bible study on the matter of proper support for the ministry, and it turned out that James did not get away at all. She wrote on Friday, January 14th, at Allegan, of her disappointment. Expected James. A letter came that he is not coming because Brother Andrews was expected. The church are all disappointed. Ibid. The next week, Ellen White and the Loughboroughs pressed on with their journey, traveling over logways and plank roads en route to Grand Rapids. Marshy land had to be traversed. Timber was plentiful and roads in some areas were paved with planks, and in some cases with tree trunks laid side by side at right angles to the road and covered, not always too well, with earth. 10 miles of this was described by Ellen White as very bad and rough. Wednesday night they were at the Kramer home, but Ellen White noted that she slept but little, for Mrs. Kramer gave birth to a daughter during the night, and hastened to say, "Mother and child are comfortable." It took all day Thursday to drive to Wright. The new father went with them as a guide. The roads were good, but food was short, and the diary for January 19th records. Have no milk for Teresa, the Loughborough's 10-month-old child, she cries. Oh, that we may be as earnest for the bread of life as she is for temporal food. She will not be satisfied. May our earnest cries go up to God for his salvation. Ibid. They were well entertained by the Root family, an excellent family, noted Ellen White. Frisbee and Rhodes were there for the conference, but James White, to Ellen's sorrow, was not. Am very sorry, she wrote on January 20th. Our labors should be together. The next day she added, I have felt so homesick on the journey. I fear that I have not been willing to sacrifice the company of my husband and children to do others good. I desire a willingness to make a whole sacrifice and crucify every selfish feeling. I feel a lack of the Spirit of God. Have had a weeping time before the Lord. Ibid. Monday they returned to Grand Rapids, 2 days travel away from home. The record of Tuesday's travels reads. Tuesday, January 25, 1859. It looks like a storm. I feel rather cast down. My teeth troubled me through the night. We rode 14 miles from Grand Rapids to Brother Hardy's. Brother Kramer did not give us the right directions, and we went 4 miles out of our way. Did not arrive at Brother Hardy's until dinner time. It was snowing fast. We were heartily welcomed by the family. A good dinner was soon in readiness for us, of which we thankfully partook. This is a colored family, but although the house is poor and old, everything is arranged in neatness and exact order. The children are well behaved, intelligent, and interesting. May I yet have a better acquaintance with this dear family. Wednesday they reached home, and the diary entry closed with these words of gratitude. Joyfully, we again met our family. Little Willie seems overjoyed to meet us again. Poor child, he has been very sick in my absence. Is now better, but looks miserable. My husband has been sick, but the Lord has preserved their lives. With gratitude to God, I take my place in my family again. There is no place to be so dearly prized as home. The entry for the next day, Thursday, January 27th, reads, Rested but little the past night. Was so thankful and happy to meet my family again and to be in the society of my husband and children, I could not sleep. On Friday there was a family get-together at the noonday meal, had the privilege of sitting at the table with my husband's father and mother and my father and mother. We enjoyed the interview much. The next week, Friday, on February 4th, Ellen went downtown with Augusta Bogness and Joseph Bates and purchased a coat for Bates. Sunday, February 6th, she was at work on the story of her life, visiting her mother. She got some facts concerning her experience. The following Wednesday she was writing to her twin sister, Elizabeth, to her sister Mary, and to the Folsoms, of Somerville, Massachusetts. She was reaching out for information that would aid her with a biographical account. Sunday, March 6th, was an interesting day, with a visit with Martha Byington, who now lived nearby. Ellen also began making a dress. She cut it out and started to sew, then, running into perplexities, took it all to pieces and made it over. In the afternoon Loughborough came for an interview, and in the evening there was a meeting at the church. Of this she wrote. After it was time to close, the subject of voting was considered and dwelt upon. James first talked, then Brother Andrews talked, and it was thought by them best to give their influence in favor of right and against wrong. They think it right to vote in favor of temperance men being in office in our city, instead of, by their silence, running the risk of having men of non-temperance put in office. Ibid. An interesting discussion followed. On Tuesday, March 8th, J. N. Andrews, who for a few days had been in Battle Creek and spoke in the church both Sabbath morning and afternoon, was leaving for home. Ellen White noted concerning his parting visit. I got together a few things for him to take home. Send Angeline a new calico dress, 9 shillings, and a stout pair of calfskin shoes. Father gives the making of the shoes and the making of a pair of boots for brother John Andrews. I send the little boy a nice little flannel shirt and yarn to knit him a pair of stockings. I send sister or mother Andrews a nice large cape, well wadded, for her to wear. I made a bag to put them in, of towel cloth. Wrote 3 small pages to sister Mary Chase, James's sister. In it wrote a recipe obtained from John. Sabbaths were important days in the White home, especially when the parents were in Battle Creek. The diary entry covering the activities of Sabbath, March 19th, is typical. Attended meeting in the forenoon. Brother Loughborough preached with great liberty upon the sleep of the dead and the inheritance of the saints. Tarried at home in the afternoon. Read to the children, wrote a letter to Brother Newton and wife, encouraging them in spiritual things. In the evening attended meeting for communion and washing feet. A break came in the weather in Battle Creek in late March. Her diary for Thursday, March 24th, reads, "Arose early. Assisted my husband and brother Richard, Godsmark, in taking up a currant bush to plant in our garden. It is a cold, blustering day. Brother Richard and wife will suffer, on their return trip home, unless they are warmly clothed. I lend them cloak, mittens, and necktie, scarf, to protect them. The weather is very changeable, but in the new earth there are no chilling winds, no disagreeable changes. The atmosphere is ever right and healthy." With the arrival of spring, she found it hard to keep her mind off the garden. Wednesday, March 30th, the weather was warmer again, and she was in the garden for a time. She noted in her diary, "Set out the raspberry bush. Went to Manchester's for strawberry plants. Got some currant bushes. Sent off 3 letters. This was followed the next day by the planting of a patch of strawberries, and then she turned to her writing. But she was back in the garden 2 weeks later. On Monday, April 11th, she wrote, "Spent most of the day making a garden for my children. Feel willing to make home as pleasant for them as I can, that home may be the pleasantest place of any to them."